We're doing the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah. We're holding page Nun Chet in the Rambam Lam editions. The Rambam has been explaining to us the division of the different orders of Shas, the different Siddarim. And now the Rambam is up to Kodshim, second to last Seder, second to last order. Achar ken chilek ha-mamar b'inyan Kodashim. After this, Rebbe divided the tractates of Kodshim, of the holy matters. Ve'echel b'korbanot ha-be'imah. So Rebbe began with the animal sacrifices, Shem Masechet Zevachim. That's the first tractate, Zevachim, which literally means sacrifices. Ve'achal Zevachim Minachot. Following that tractate is the tractate of Minachot, which is the sacrifices of flower offerings. We're on page Nun Chet, about five lines from the top. So this is in line with their ordering in the Torah. And when he concluded discussing the different sacrifices, the holy sacrifices, be it animal or flower offerings, so then he went on to describe the slaughtering of animals that is not in the form of a sacrifice. He discussed the other forms of slaughtering an animal. This is also in line with the order of the verses. Because we find that after the verse says, "V'aya makom asher yivchar Hashem Elokechem bo l'shaken shemo sham shama taviu," the Torah first says there will be a place that God chooses, the temple, and that's where you'll bring your sacrifices. Following that, the verse says, "Amar." Then the verse says, "Rak becholavat nafshecha tizbach v'achalta basar." But you should know, the verse says, whenever you want, you could slaughter meat, and then if you slaughter it in a kosher fashion, you could eat meat without it being a sacrifice. Because the 40 years that we were in the desert, it was prohibited to eat bisal tava, to eat meat that was just because I felt like eating meat, because I had a tava, I had a desire to eat meat. When we're about to enter the land of Israel, so the Torah says, okay, Jewish people, now you should know, when you enter the land of Israel, there'll be a place that God chooses. That place is where you'll bring the sacrifices. But you should know that if you want to eat meat, not in sacrificial form, then you could just slaughter it in a kosher fashion and eat it. So the Torah orders it this way. First it tells us, bring the sacrifices to the temple. And then it tells us, and if you want to eat meat, not in the form of sacrifice, you may just slaughter it in a kosher way. So that's the order of the Mishnayot. First you have the sacrifices, and then chulin, the laws of regular slaughtering of animal. Yeah. I don't remember. We have to look it up.
So you know that they ate it so much they got it came out of their teeth.
Right. Sounds that way. It's a good point. We have to look. Seems that way, right? Huh? So that's why following the tractate of Menachos, the tractate that discusses the flower offerings, we have the tractate of Chulin, which discusses the sacrifices that are Chulin, that are mundane, that are not sacrifices, just slaughtering of animals plainly. Following the tractate of Chulin, we have the tractate of Bechorot that discusses the firstborn children, the firstborn animals. Al Sedra Katuv Kmochen, that also is in line with the order of the verses. Because directly following the verses telling us you could eat meat whenever we please, we just have to slaughter it in a kosher way. Directly following that, the verse says, Amar, לא תוכל לאכול בשריך, מעשר דגנך ותירושך ויצריך, ובחורות בקרך וצונך. The Torah tells us the following things must be eaten in a special place, the maaser and the bechoros, the tith and the firstborn cattle. So you see that the Torah tells us the laws of the firstborn cattle directly following the laws of eating meat in a mundane form. And when he concluded discussing the different points of the holy eating of animals, the holy eatings, so then we go into the topic of arachim, which is how we evaluate the different vows that people make for the temple. So the tractate following Choros is Arachin, because Arachin is also a similar concept that deals with things of holiness. Following that tractate, we have the tractate of Tumura, which discusses the prohibition of taking one animal. The Torah says you may not take an animal that you designated for a sacrifice and say animal B will be in place of animal A. You cannot do that. That's called Tumura, to try to do an exchange. And the Torah says, Vayahu utmurato yiyeh kodesh. Both animals get holy. The original animal retains its holiness, the new animal gets holy as well. So we have a whole tractate discussing those laws called Timura, exchange. So that tractate is ordered following Arachin, Al Pisi Duran Bakatub Kmochen, also going in line with the ordering of the verses. Ukshishlim Nidaber Al Aminin Eilu, and when he concluded discussing these different types, Heviacharkein Masechet Kritot, so then we have the tractate of Kritot, Kores, the tractate that discusses being cut off from the world to come. What sins get that punishment? And in that tractate, Rebbe discusses all the mitzvos that the Torah warns the punishment for them would be kares, being cut off, and all the derivatives of that topic. And why does this topic belong in the order of kodshim? What does that have to do with holy things? That the rule we have is that any sin that the Torah says, if done purposely, one gets cut off, one gets kares, that sin, if done by mistake, gets a chatas offering. How do we know which sins one can bring a chatas, a sin offering? So the rule is, if the Torah tells you, if you do it on purpose, you get kares, then it means by mistake you get chatas. The Torah tells us if a person lives with a woman when she's impure, so then he gets kares. He dies young. His children die young for generations to come. What happens if it was by mistake? He couldn't know. It was unbeknownst to them. They didn't know that that time period had started. So if they made a mistake, so then we say they have to bring a chatas offering. That's the rule. Anything that the had it been done on purpose, would be a kares, shigig also, when it's done by mistake, you bring a carbon chatos. Kmo shiv v'yashan, as is clarified in that tractate. Ve'vichal kritot me'ilah, and following the tractate of kritot, Rebbe taught us the tractate of me'ilah, which discusses what happens if I have items that were designated for the temple, and I derive benefit from those items. I'm not allowed to derive benefit from those items. If I did, that's called me'ilah. Stealing from the holy vessels, stealing benefit. Because the issues where one has to bring a sacrifice for transgressing this concept of me'ilah is more lenient than chatas. So being that krisos, we said, is connected to chatas, so then the next tractate is the more lenient form of sin, which is me'ilah. And following Mila, we have the tractate of Tamid, and that's the last tractate in this order. Because all of tractate Tamid discusses the order of how things were done in the temple. Really, there are no special messages of wisdom. There's no halachos in Tamid, do it this way, do it that way. It's really a recounting of what the day in the temple looked like. So, it describes how the Tamid sacrifice was brought so that we can do this permanently. And then following Tamid, we have the tractate of Midot. The tractate of Midot is really just a recounting of the measurements of the temple. That's a recounting of the measurements and the shape of the Mikdash, and its building, everything you need to know about how the temple was built. So, That's the order. And what's the purpose of telling us this? Says the Rambam, because when the temple will be rebuilt, we have to maintain that form, and that when we'll build the new temple, so we have to maintain the same proportions and the same form. Because it was with divine spirit that it was built this way. As the verse says, it was all out of the writing from the hand of God upon me that gave me this knowledge. And when Rebbe concluded telling us all the sacrifices and all the things that are relevant to that, and the form of that house in which we bring these offerings, the last tractate in this order is the tractate of Kinim. That's a tractate that Elazar will like. It's a tractate that's all about mathematical equations. The tractate discusses what happens when you bring bird offerings to the temple and you confuse the two. Now, how do you get out of this confusion? Meaning, a chatas, a olas of, a ola bird offering sacrifice, you have to sprinkle the blood on the upper half of the altar. The chatas of needs to be on the lower half of the altar. What happens if you reverse it? Disqualified. What happens if you bring two and you're not sure which one is which? What happens if you bring four and you're not sure which one is which? The Mishnahs just go through all kinds of confusing circumstances that can occur and how you get out of the circumstances. What do you do? So the tractate is filled with mathematical equations. It's very fun. It's enjoyable learning. But that's the last tractate. When you confuse, when you mix up different sacrifices, different pairs, usually the birds come in pairs. Chatas and Ola. So what happens if two women come? Now they both have to get their sacrifice. So you have to think not only how to bring the sacrifices in a way that you fulfill what the sacrifice has to happen, but you also have to fulfill it in the names of the people who it was brought for. So the different combinations and how you get out of these circumstances. What do you do when you have these mix-ups? And Rebbe left this for last, because it's not necessary. If it happens, that's what you do. It's possible that you do have confusion. It's possible that you won't mix up the birds. And furthermore, really, there's very little to say in this matter, as we'll see when we get there. And with that, we conclude the order of Kodshim. And we have 12 tractates in the order of Kodshim. So basically, the first tractate, Zevachim and Menachos, the sacrifice of animals, and then flower offerings, and then Chulin, how you slaughter an animal, and then Bechoros, the laws of the firstborns, and then Erechin, the laws of evaluating donations, and then Tmura, what happens if you say this animal is going to be instead of that. These first group, they're all the order of the verse. And once we finish talking about that, so then we go on to Kritut, the laws of when a person gets Kares, because that corresponds to the Chatas offering. And then Me'ila, which is a lower sin, it's a lower sacrifice if one derives benefit from the holy. Then we go on to the two tractates that tell the stories, Tamid and Midot. One is the story of how the temple Tamid is the story of how a day in the temple looked like. And Midot is the story of the measurements of the temple. And then we conclude with Masechet Kinim, which discusses a confusion that happens when we bring a ken, which is a pair of birds, for a sacrifice. And then the birds get confused.